Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we are going to meet Jasmine Dillon. She is a student at Texas A&M University and star of a great advocating for agriculture video called Farmers Fight, Stand Up. I talked to Jasmine by phone to find out a little bit more about her and this effort, which is a student-led initiative to reconnect American society to the world of agriculture. Boy, don't we need that. That sounds like something that we need a whole lot more of across the country, and they are hoping other universities will adopt the same kind of initiative. So we're going to hear from Jasmine now. Jasmine, it's great to talk to you. Finally, I was fascinated with the start of what's called Farmers Fight, a blog that the students, I guess, at Texas A&M University have put together. And it was kicked off with what I think is a fascinating and really well-done video that you are in, called Stand Up. And so I'd just like to get to know you and what started all this a little bit. Tell us, first of all, just a little bit about yourself and kind of where you're from and how you got involved in this.
Oh, well, my name is Jasmine Dillon, and I'm originally from Connecticut, but my family moved to Texas about 13 years ago. And I got involved in agriculture. I lived in the city, but my school had an ag program, and I took a class which led to me joining the FFA, which led to me choosing to be an animal science major in college. And so I'm a graduate student now in animal breeding and genetics at Texas A&M University. And really, there's a freshman in our college named Mason Parrish, who's an ag economics major. And he, along with many of us, were just, you know, we were tired and we were dismayed kind of by the negative press that agriculture was getting. And so Mason really came up with this idea of getting students together, banding them together to advocate for agriculture. And so he began, I think, along with some of his brothers from the Alpha Gamma Rho fraternity students, to begin and join in this effort. And I met Mason because we worked together, and he asked if I'd like to join, and I said yes. So we got together a leadership team of about 10 students who got over 240 students trained in advocacy, so how do you just communicate effectively with people, and then mobilized on campus for a campus-wide agriculture advocacy day. And so the video was kind of our launching place. We released it the night before that advocacy day.
Right. Well, I think this was right around the middle of April that you guys got started. So the video, anything you might want to share about making the video and some of the feedback you've gotten from that?
Yes. So in the video, I'm performing a poem that I wrote called Stand Up. And it's a type of art called spoken word or slam poetry. Some people are more familiar with it that way. And it's really a dynamic form of poetry that is typically got some kind of charge behind it, usually driven by maybe some type of social issue or an economic issue or some kind of combination thereof. And so I'd gotten involved in that about a year ago. And so I was studying with Mason one day, and he says, you know, we're talking, and I showed him a poem that I had. And Mason said, you have got to do one of those for agriculture. So I wrote one for agriculture and performed it at our training conference that we put on in March, actually. And then our friends at We Hot Graphics filmed me performing the poem and then put it together for us and produced it, and we released it that night.
Wow, I thought it was great, a very powerful message, and we hope a lot of people who are not in agriculture get to see that, and that it makes them think, you know, because there's great information in there, and just extremely well done.
Thank you.
So at this point, do you think that what you're doing is, I mean, how do you feel? Like, is it? Accomplishing what you want. I mean, this isn't something that we're going to change overnight, because you are absolutely right. There is some real negative impressions of agriculture being circulated by groups that have a vested interest of their own on the activist side, let's say, or whatever. But you know, advocating for agriculture is certainly something that we do. We believe we do all the time, and we just love seeing efforts like this, especially at the university level.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, you know, is it going to change overnight? No, I don't think it's something that's going to change overnight, but I do think it's something that can change and will change. You know, we're seeing an increasing number of people, an increasing number of students who are standing up and saying, hey, it's time for me to speak out. And so I really think it's important for us to start advocating, but also forming relationships. One of the cool things about the video, particularly with it going and reaching people that are outside of the ag community, so to speak, is that I've found that it gets passed from person to person. And what I've noticed is that outside of the ag community, I'll have a friend of mine that'll come up to me and say, hey, I saw this video and you were in it. And it's just something that they pulled off of Facebook, maybe a friend's Facebook, or maybe, you know, some of my friends from the spoken word and slam poetry scene kind of shared it amongst themselves. And it provides this opportunity for me to talk to someone about agriculture. And in fact, I talked with a friend of mine who I'd once had kind of a heated discussion with about agriculture. I had an opportunity to talk to him after the video, and just having watched the video and heard some of the things that he'd heard in the video that he hadn't heard before opened his mind in a different way. And I think what it did was show him that, hey, you know, me, but not just me, there are other students here in your community who are studying agriculture, who know something about it, and they want to talk to you about the ways that it touches you every day. And now that he's had this art form kind of, you know, like injected into his mind for a moment there in a way that, you know, a conversation may not have been able to do, I noticed that he was a lot more open to talking to me about, you know, where his food is coming from and what our practices are and that kind of thing.
Well, that's exactly what advocating is supposed to do, and what we need to do. And there are a number of other efforts. I see you've got links on the Farmers Fight blog for farmers. I Love Farmers, They Feed My Soul, which is a California student-led effort as well. So just think it's great. Wanted to have a chance to visit with you just to learn more about how that's going, and we'll continue to point people that way, and hope it keeps up, and keep doing it, because I think you've, looking at, I think it's, you're going on 30,000 views on the video, which is awesome, you know? So, yeah. So it's definitely getting some viral activity, and that's what it's all about. So thank you very much, Jasmine, and really glad that I had a chance to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And we do hope, you know, this Farmers Fight is becoming a movement, and so we're hoping that it'll continue to spread to other college campuses across the U.S., just getting students mobilized, getting them active, getting them excited, and getting them advocating for ag altogether. So,
all right.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you. And
you bet.
It was very nice meeting you.
If you have not seen the video that Jasmine performs in, you can find it on YouTube just by searching for Farmers Fight Stand Up, but it's just as good to listen to. So I'm going to give you that opportunity. That's how we're going to end the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Agriculturalists, it's time for us to stand up. Because according to Yahoo Education, agriculture, animal science, and horticulture are useless degrees. But if that were true, then could you tell me, please, how is it possible for you to roll out of your silk sheets, brush your teeth with toothpaste made from cotton seeds, eat your Corn Pops breakfast cereal, and drink your 2% milk? What about the warm water you ran for your 20-minute shower or your chicken nugget lunch fried in Brazilian soybean oil? Did you know that 29,000 kids under the age of 5 died in Somalia because they were hungry? When was the last time you were dying to eat? Now while you munch on that food for thought, let me give you a little more thought for food. Let's take it back as 1862. Lincoln signs the Morrill Act, and thus land-grant universities are born. Agriculture meets education, education meets science, science reaches the common man, and the rest is us. is we are the history. No longer is the cowboy just the man riding his horse off into the sunset, slinging six shooters in the wild, wild west. He's also the man bent over his workbench, dressed in his white lab coat, beaker in his hand, poring over solutions for growing wheat in drought-ridden lands. Geneticists, stand up. She's also the engineer, engineering wells and filtration systems to bring water to communities that are dying of thirst. Agricultural engineers, stand up. He's also the personal trainer, calculating calories, drafting up diets, and combating childhood obesity. Food scientists, nutritionists, stand up. She's also the quality control specialist, designing critical control points to control microbial growth rates and meats and vegetables so that your food is safe to eat. Meat scientists, microbiologists, stand up. He's the keeper of the stadium, ensuring that the fight in Texas Aggie turf remains green and lush. Agronomists, stand up. He is you. She is me. And together we are the educators, the researchers, the innovators, the businessmen, the humanists. We are the students. Stand up. We are the next generation. Stand up. We are the advocates. Stand up. Farmers fight. Stand up.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.